A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. Now there were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. A large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. All you nations, praise the Lord. I tell of Egypt and Babylon among those who know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia. This man was born there, and of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her. And he who established her is the Most High Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there. And all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. All you nations, praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me, and he is greater than all. And no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today Jesus says something about him and his Father, and he says something about us. He tells us he is God, the Father and I are one. And that's the powerful thing. But what he goes beyond is what he says about us. He says, first of all, my sheep hear my voice. Now, we talked about this on Sunday, if you were here, that my sheep, someone came to me when I was giving a talk in Houston on Saturday, Father, how do I hear the voice of God? And then I said, of course, shut up, which is my normal thing, that you gotta listen long enough so you can hear his voice. But then I sat there and I says, yeah, it's like anything else. It's by spending time with somebody, you get to recognize them. As soon as the phone rings, the first time you ever meet somebody, you have no idea what their voice sounds like. You have no idea who it is. But after time, you know it immediately. When your spouse calls you, you know. It's like, oh, my spouse. Nobody here. But some people are like that. But you know their voice. And that's the point. So we got to, first of all, be a sheep of Jesus, which means we've surrendered our life to him. Second, that we have to be spending time with him so we can hear his voice. Because when that happens, we become like Barnabas within the Old Testament, the first reading today. Huh? And Barnabas, it says, he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. When we hear the voice of Jesus, We all become good people, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. So listen to the voice of the shepherd. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.